The summer of 1975 transforms Camp Emerson from an idyllic Adirondack retreat into the epicenter of a haunting mystery. 15-year-old Barbara Van Laar, recognizable by her rebellious punk style and heavy coal eyeliner, vanishes from her cabin on a moonless July night. Hours later, her 12-year-old bunkmate, Tracy Jewell, disappears into the dense forest, armed only with a flashlight and Barbara's hand-drawn map. These twin disappearances resurrect painful memories for the wealthy Van Laar family, whose son Peter IV, nicknamed Bear, vanished from the same property 14 years earlier. As search parties comb the wilderness, New York's newly promoted female investigator Juditha Luptak must navigate not only the physical terrain, but also the treacherous landscape of privilege, power, and buried family secrets that have festered beneath the surface for generations. The Adirondack Forest functions as a character with its own temperament and rules, with Camp Emerson's survival principles becoming crucial when Tracy gets lost searching for Barbara. The wilderness reveals Barbara's contradictions. Despite her urban punk exterior, she navigates the forest with uncanny skill, emerging as a natural leader during the survival trip, finding water along game trails and building weatherproof shelters. Her expertise suggests intensive training, likely under camp director T.J. Hewitt, with whom she shares an unusual relationship. Glacial caves honeycomb the limestone beneath the forest. Crystal streams lead to abandoned homesteads, while old fire towers serve as meeting spots. For Jacob Sluder, the wilderness represents both escape and birthright. For Mary Stoddard, whose husband was blamed for Bear's disappearance, these woods have become a crime scene. The wilderness acts as both witness and judge. Jacob's mystical connection leads him to Bear's remains in a remote cavern. Mary's 14-year search demonstrates faith that the woods will eventually yield their secrets. The Van Laar's attempt to control the narrative symbolizes their futile effort to impose will on nature. The Van Laar dynasty's wealth masks deep dysfunction. Bear's 1961 disappearance devastated his mother Alice, who never recovered. Trapped in an unhappy marriage to Peter, a controlling banker who wed her at 18, Alice descended into alcoholism after losing her son. When Alice became pregnant again, she gave birth to Barbara with ambivalence. Peter named the child Barbara without Alice's input, a name meaning foreign. From birth, Barbara existed as a replacement for her brother rather than her own person. The Van Laar men embody patriarchal power. Founded by Peter I in the 1870s, the family built their banking fortune and acquired vast Adirondack lands. Their estate, Self-Reliance, displays their wealth, while Camp Emerson trains other privileged children. Peter II exhibits arrogance, using wealth to avoid consequences. He becomes hostile when investigator Juditha mentions Bear during questioning about Barbara's disappearance. Peter III continues this pattern, choosing Alice for her youth and malleability. After Bear vanishes, he focuses on damage control rather than supporting his grieving wife. Later, he sends 7-year-old Barbara to boarding school, planning behavior modification when she rebels. The friendship between Tracy Jewell and Barbara Van Laar forms the emotional core of the story. Tracy, a quiet redhead who continuously decrescendoed since birth, prefers books to socializing. Her tendency to fade into backgrounds makes her an unlikely companion for magnetic Barbara, who recognizes Tracy's hidden strength and beautiful singing voice. Their bond develops through shared secrets. Barbara trusts Tracy to keep her nightly departures confidential, and Tracy obliges, counting minutes until Barbara's silent returns. When Barbara catches Tracy admiring fellow camper Lowell Cargill, she offers encouragement rather than mockery, calling Tracy more interesting than everyone at this camp combined. At the camp's final dance, Barbara transforms the cabin girls with her mother's makeup kit, giving Tracy special attention as she carefully applies rouge to her pale cheeks. The evening turns magical before Barbara pairs off with a boy named Crandall. Tracy's loyalty ultimately drives her into the darkness alone, searching for her missing friend. Even after rescue, Tracy balances which secrets to keep and which to reveal. The investigations into Barbara and Bear's disappearances expose patterns of privilege and injustice. When Bear vanished in 1961, the Van Lars attorney pushed for Carl Stoddard's guilt despite minimal evidence. Stoddard, a working-class gardener, became an easy scapegoat whose life was destroyed while he maintained innocence. 14 years later, when Barbara disappears, John Paul McClellan Jr. becomes the primary suspect after her bloody clothing is found in his car. In both cases, someone connected to the Van Lars faces accusations, with family influence shaping the narrative. Investigator Judita Luptak discovers through local interviews that many suspected Jacob Sluder, or Bear's grandfather, not Stoddard. Sluder eventually reveals Bear's remains, not confessing, but admitting he found the body years earlier. The truth emerges. Bear accidentally drowned with his mother Alice, and the Van Lars covered it up by framing Stoddard to protect their reputation. This revelation transforms Barbara's case. If the Van Lars framed one innocent man, McClellan Jr. might be another convenient scapegoat in their pattern of deflection. Throughout the narrative, women struggle against societal constraints to find authentic voices. Alice Ward accepts her decorative wife role until her sister Delphine challenges this. The best part of being married to George Barlow was learning that it's all right not to do everything that's expected of you. Louise Donadue waits 4 years for John Paul McClellan Jr.'s empty marriage promises. After his jealous attack and being framed for Barbara's disappearance, she finds solidarity from Mary Stoddard, who posts bail using her house as collateral. Judita Luptak faces challenges as one of New York's first female state troopers. Despite her traditional family's disapproval, she establishes independence and proves her worth through methodical detective work despite workplace sexism. Barbara makes the most radical break from family expectations. Her punk aesthetic signals rejection of the Van Lar legacy, while her mural painting, nightly escapes, and disappearance represent acts of self-determination against a family that values conformity above all. As Barbara grew, Alice remained emotionally distant and heavily medicated. Investigators discover Alice had recently painted over her daughter's mural, an act that deeply upset the teenager and suggests family tensions might explain her disappearance. The Van Lar men view their children as investments, expecting conformity and obedience, especially from women. When Alice discovers Peter in bed with her sister Delphine during the Black Fly goodbye celebration, she retreats into alcohol rather than confrontation. In the final revelation, Barbara has escaped to a remote island cabin. Judita swims across frigid water to confirm Barbara's whereabouts, glimpsing the teenager standing straight and strong, at home in her body, at home in the woods, before she disappears into the pines. Justice emerges. Bear's remains are properly identified, vindicating Carl Stoddard. The Van Lar men face legal consequences, and Barbara's disappearance proves to be an escape. Judita chooses not to report finding Barbara, prioritizing human dignity over institutional demands. The wilderness transforms from a place of danger to one of revelation and redemption, showing that freedom sometimes comes from disappearing into wild spaces oppressors cannot control.